Cold War History. The Cold War Origins of the Military-Industrial Complex. The history of the emergency Cold War bunker designed for Congress during a nuclear war. Written by Alejandro Barnes. Chapter 1, Russian Revolution. While most history specialists follow the beginnings of the Cold War to the period promptly following the Second Great War, some contend that it started with the 1917 October Revolution in the Russian Republic when the Marxists ousted the Russian temporary government. In the Second Great War, the English, French, and Russian realms had formed the major United Powers all along, and the U.S. went along with them as a so-called related power in April 1917. After the Marxist capture of force, the horrendous Red Dread was started to close down all resistance, both saw and genuine. In December, the Trotskyites marked a peace negotiation with the focal powers. However, by February 1918, battling had continued. In spring, the Soviets finished contribution in the war and marked the different ceasefire of Brest-Litovsk. Subsequently, German militaries progressed quickly across the borderlands. The Allies answered with a financial blockade against the new Russian system. According to certain allies, Russia currently was assisting Germany with winning the war by opening up 1 million German troopers for the Western Front and by surrendering a lot of Russia's food supply, modern base fuel supplies, and interchanges with Western Europe. As per antiquarian Spencer Exhaust, the Allies felt the deal was a definitive double-crossing of the partnered cause and planted the seeds for the Cold War. With Brest-Litovsk, the phantom of German mastery in Eastern Europe took steps to become reality, and the Allies currently started to ponder military mediation and continued to move forward their monetary warfare against the Marxists. A few Trotskyites considered Russia to be just the initial step, wanting to prompt revolutions against private enterprise in each Western nation. However, the requirement for harmony with Germany drove Soviet pioneer Vladimir Lenin away from this position. In 1918, England gave cash and troops to help the White Development, a free confederation of hostile to Marxist powers. This strategy was led by Pastor of War Winston Churchill, a serious enemy of socialist. A long and ridiculous civil war resulted between the Reds and the Whites, beginning in 1917 and finishing in 1923 with the Reds' triumph. It included unfamiliar mediation, the execution of the previous ruler and his family, and the starvation of 1921, which killed around 5 million individuals. Soviet Russia tried to re-vanquish all recently autonomous countries of the previous domain, despite the fact that their prosperity was restricted. Estonia, Finland, Latvia, and Lithuania all repulsed Soviet intrusions, while Ukraine, Belarus, because of the clean Soviet war, Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Georgia were involved by the Red Armed Force. Huge scope food help was appropriated to Europe after the war through the American Alleviation Organization, run by Herbert Hoover. In 1921, to facilitate the overwhelming starvation in the Russian SFSR that was set off by the Soviet government's war socialism strategies, the RA's chief in Europe, Walter Lyman Brown, started haggling with the Russian nation's Commissar for International Concerns, saying Litvinov in Riga, Latvia, around then not yet added by the USSR. An arrangement was reached on the 21st of August 1921, and an extra execution understanding was endorsed by Brown and individuals Commissar for Unfamiliar Exchange Leonid Krasin on the 3rd.